You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
But my big thing today is I wandered in this morning and I was talking to one of our guys on another station of ours here. And he was fumbling around trying to put some batteries in his wireless mouse. And he was, you know, grumbling and complaining.
Is this
about
Martin?
No, it's a different guy he's okay. in today. And he was complaining that the batteries are not lasting long in this mouse. And he's like, I'm going to need to bring in my own batteries for my house. And my batteries last longer because I keep them in the fridge. And then he's, you know, went on and started complaining about other stuff. I was like, whoa, hold the phone, weirdo. You're keeping your batteries in the fridge? He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. He's like, didn't you know you're supposed to do that? It makes them last longer. I got into this argument about him. And, of course, yes, I harumphed down the hall to our studio and immediately started researching.
What'd
and it does
find?
Say the batteries self-discharge, Dom, like you in your hot tub, batteries self-discharge due to a chemical reaction, and storing them in a fridge might, in all big letters, lower the kinetics of those reactions.
Okay.
They say it could be reduced from 2 to 4% a month if they're stored at about 32 degrees, which is about temperature for your fridge. But then I'm also reading, this was my argument to this dude, is that refrigerators and freezers, we'll throw lump freezers in there, it's a moist environment. You're going to build up condensation on the batteries, which in turn leads to rust or other damage, and these things could blow up in your fridge and start leaking everywhere because of the condensation and the rust. It weakens the outer wall of the battery.
Hmm.
Next thing you know, you go in to get an apple, and you got battery acid all over everything. So I don't like it. I don't think I want to do that.
The very first thing I found when I Googled said, avoid putting batteries under extreme temperatures at all times.
There you go.
They say don't. Put them in your fridge or freezer.
So for me, it's not worth it for the 2% per month for my AAAs.
I don't think I'd heard that before. And I would have
I
would have considered that if a battery got down to the freezing point, that it would drain it for some reason.
For some reason, I guess it stops that kinetic process. And there's this story says. And
the kinetic
the
process.
The kinetic process. So anyway, this weirdo next door is keeping his batteries in the fridge. And I did stumble on this article while I was looking of a bunch of other things you should be keeping in your fridge that's not food related. Ladies might like this one. Your eye cream. They say you should be keeping your eye cream in the fridge because it chills it, basically. And it has the same effect as putting cold spoons on your eyes to reduce the bags. So you're putting your eye cream on to smooth your wrinkles, and it's cooling your eyes, reducing the bags underneath. And your eyeliner. You should be keeping your eyeliner in the fridge. They say that it sharpens a lot more smoothly when at a cold temperature.
Oh, be darned.
So it doesn't get all chunky.
Huh.
Nail polish you should keep in there. Dom, pantyhose.
Great.
You should be keeping your pantyhose in there. It keeps them from running.
Do women wear pantyhose anymore?
I'm not up on the pantyhose
leggings
information.
Leggings instead, I think.
Jeans. We've talked about jeans before. This says
keeping
freezer.
Keeping your jeans in the fridge?
Yeah, they said the CEO of Levi's recommended freezing your jeans from time to time to kill the bacteria and to keep the color instead of washing them.
Now, isn't that the same guy who has only washed his jeans like once?
I remember.
Same guy,
we've talked about that guy, haven't we?
So he doesn't wash them. He throws them in the freezer.
Throw them in the freezer, kills all the bacteria, and keeps the color.
Does it, though, or do they just hibernate?
I don't know. Yeah. Or do they just survive? You know?
It's not like it's like 200 below zero or anything.
And there's other things. Clothes with wax on it. Clothes with gum on it. If you want to be snoopy and unseal an envelope, they say put it in the fridge for an hour or two or freezer for an hour or two. The cold temperature breaks the bonds of the glue and you can open the envelope without ripping it. Oh, sneaky, sneaky.
Well, how do you reseal it then?
Ooh, do you have to lick it again? I'm not doing that. So anyway, don't keep your batteries in the fridge.
This has been a very helpful segment.
Very productive, I think.